Have you ever wondered why someone's smile doesn't quite reach their eyes, or felt that inexplicable sense that someone's lying despite their words? Our faces reveal what we often try to conceal. Paul Ekman's groundbreaking research uncovered a universal emotional language, identical facial expressions that transcend cultural boundaries. After studying remote New Guinea tribes who had never seen television or movies, Ekman confirmed that humans everywhere express basic emotions through the same facial patterns. This discovery transformed our understanding of communication and launched applications in fields from psychology to national security. The FBI, CIA, and TSA now implement techniques for detecting deception through facial leakage, those brief, involuntary expressions that reveal our true feelings. The face is humanity's most sophisticated communication system, capable of producing over 10,000 distinct expressions. Yet despite our reliance on facial cues for emotional understanding, most of us receive no formal training in reading them. Our interpretation develops haphazardly through childhood experiences, often missing crucial information hidden in plain sight. Unlike culturally variable body language, facial expressions of basic emotions are identical worldwide. The face's power lies in its specificity. While body movements indicate general emotional arousal, facial expressions precisely identify specific emotions. The face communicates through three channels: static signals, permanent features; slow signals, developing wrinkles; and rapid signals, muscle movements creating expressions. Only these rapid signals convey emotions. Faces display multiple signal types: emotions, moods, longer-lasting feeling states, emblems, culture-specific signals, and conversational punctuators, movements accenting speech. Learning to distinguish these different signals is crucial for accurate emotional reading. Expressions are typically brief, lasting only seconds, with micro-expressions flashing for just fractions of a second, often revealing concealed emotions. Yet during conversations, we spend surprisingly little time looking at others' faces, positioning ourselves at angles and making only intermittent eye contact. This avoidance stems from social politeness, avoiding embarrassment, and reluctance to bear the burden of knowing others' emotions. Surprise, the briefest emotion, lasts only seconds before transforming based on our evaluation of the unexpected event. Its distinctive appearance includes raised eyebrows creating horizontal forehead wrinkles, widened eyes revealing white above the iris, and a dropped jaw forming an O shape. This expression evolved to interrupt ongoing processes and redirect attention to new information. Surprise appears in partial forms with different meanings. Raised eyebrows alone suggest questioning or doubt, while eyes and mouth surprise without brow movement indicates astonishment. Brief eyebrow raises serve as greetings or conversational punctuators rather than genuine emotions. Fear differs from surprise. It's inherently unpleasant, while surprise is neutral, can occur with familiar situations, while surprise requires novelty, and varies in duration. The fear expression features raised eyebrows drawn together, a raised upper eyelid exposing white above the iris with a tense lower eyelid, and an open mouth with tense lips drawn back. People vary dramatically in their relationship with fear. Some enjoy it as a challenge or thrill, deliberately seeking frightening experiences. Others find fear overwhelming and structure their lives to avoid it, sometimes developing phobias that restrict their activities. Disgust is fundamentally an aversion feeling toward tastes, smells, touches, sights, or ideas, involving getting rid of and getting away from impulses. Key disgust signals appear in the raised upper lip, wrinkled nose with horizontal lines, raised cheeks creating lines below narrowed eyes, and typically lowered eyebrows. Contempt, a variation of disgust directed at people rather than objects, shows as a unilateral expression with lip corner tightened and raised on one side. This contempt smile predicts relationship breakdown with over 90% accuracy when frequently observed during marital conflicts. anger displays changes across the entire face. Eyebrows lower and draw together, creating vertical wrinkles between them. Eyelids tense with a hard stare, and lips either press tightly together or form a square shape for shouting. Unlike other emotions, anger requires signals in all three facial areas to be unambiguous. Anger emerges from goal frustration, physical threats, psychological hurt, moral violations, unmet expectations, or as reciprocation to another's anger. People vary significantly in anger's intensity, onset speed, and duration, differences that often create relationship conflicts. Happiness, the universally desired emotion, has distinctive features across cultures. Lip corners drawn back and up, nasolabial folds from nose to lip corners, raised cheeks pushing up lower eyelid skin, and crow's feet at the outer eye corners. Multiple paths lead to happiness. Pleasure through positive physical sensations, excitement from arousing experiences, relief when negative states end, and self-concept enhancement when something validates your self-image. People often organize their lives primarily around seeking one of these types: pleasure, excitement, relief, or validation. Sadness represents a muted form of suffering where distress is endured silently. Typically triggered by losses, sadness persists longer than most emotions. Its expression features raised inner eyebrow corners, often creating a triangular shape, lifted inner corner of the upper eyelid, and downturned or trembling lip corners. Sadness typically follows distress when coping fails or distress continues too long. While distress manifests as active protest against loss, sadness signifies resignation. Social conventions influence expression. Men are often expected to limit themselves to sadness or anger rather than showing distress, while women may express distress but are discouraged from showing anger. People trust facial expressions over words when judging truthfulness. From childhood, we learn to control our faces, suppressing unwanted expressions and displaying false ones. By adulthood, most have mastered facial management to meet social demands. People manage facial expressions through three main techniques: qualifying, adding a second expression to comment on the first; modulating, adjusting intensity; and falsifying, changing the emotional message through simulation, neutralization, or masking. Four aspects can reveal management: morphology, facial configuration, timing, location in conversation, and microfacial expressions. Most people focus management efforts on the lower face, particularly the mouth and lips, making the eyes and brows more reliable indicators of true feelings. Microexpressions, lasting just a fraction of a second, often reveal concealed emotions when someone begins expressing genuine feeling but quickly interrupts it. Understanding your own facial style is crucial. Eight distinct styles exist. Withholders rarely show emotions facially, while revealers constantly display feelings. Unwitting expressors show specific emotions unconsciously. Blanked expressors believe they're showing emotion when their face appears neutral. Substitute expressors unknowingly display one emotion while feeling another. Frozen affect expressors always show traces of a particular emotion, even when feeling neutral. The face serves as a window to our emotional lives, one that can be studied, understood, and managed with greater awareness. By mastering this universal language, we gain insight into others and ourselves. Consider how often miscommunication stems from misreading facial signals or sending mixed messages through our expressions. The next time you interact with someone, observe their facial expressions beyond their words. Notice the subtle shifts in their eyebrows, tension around their eyes, and mouth configuration. These signals reveal what words often conceal. Remember that your own face constantly communicates, sometimes betraying emotions you're trying to hide. In our screen-dominated world, the ability to read facial expressions remains one of our most powerful tools for genuine human connection.